when fortune and fame had forgotten me, and I needed a friendly reminder. Who ended my life of monotony but the splendid old organ grinder? The butcher, the baker, the bad news breaker, the priest and the pickpocket too, the monkey gone mad and the mulberry shaker, give the old devil his due. Yes, even that small boy still sucking his plum, I'm afraid he is tainted forever. And someday, my lady, you too shall succumb to the charms of the old organ grinder. Once you hear that unforgettable sound, you shall live forever spellbound. Therefore, my dear, keep an ear to the ground for the spellbinding old organ grinder. It all started out so innocently. The little ones got all the glory. The lamb and the lion lay in harmony. That was almost the end of the story. Then someone said, I am the Lord your God, and as is apparent, I am great. When the Lord said bow, the dog said wow, and proceeded to lie prostrate. Now I'm not certain yet which of you is my pet, but one of you must be inspired. Who will stand for me by the mulberry tree? I am so unbelievably tired. And the lamb said, I lack stability, but I'll stand for you whilst I am able. And the Lord said, for your great humility, your life shall be nothing but stable. And the lion regarded his thriving state. God is great, he said, but I am greater. And the lamb bowed her head, for the lion was dread. And the Lord said, I'll deal with you later. For a rabbit was fervently forming the habit of thumping when something was not right. I am, yawned God, afraid I could disregard a little bump in the night. So go forth and multiply in behalf of the Alpha and the Omega. You shall henceforth have an endless supply of alfalfa and rutabaga. And as it retreated from thence, all eyes were fixed on the Lord's new steward, who, before getting terribly far, was seized by the fox and skewered. All around the mulberry tree things were turning decidedly sinister, for the world was inclined to escape from the grind that no one had a mind to administer. Yet the weasel who crept in the cover of darkness met with terrors unknown, which defended the trunk of the mulberry tree as if it were their very own. And the Lord said, now that's what I'm looking for. Monkey see, monkey do, no evil. But alas, monkey did, and the glory of yore is gone beyond retrieval. No doubt is apocryphal. The sources are certainly shady. But the curse of the very first gentleman, it is said, was the very first lady. He was just as a gentleman ought to be. He declined and declined and declined her, until he awoke in the mulberry tree in a world full of lovely reminders. They say that the truth is a lady uncouth. Aye, many a man has maligned her. But she will not lie for a taste of vermouth like the pliable old organ grinder. Now the beasts of the field, with their bellies filled and their muzzles mulberry stained, made quite apparent they never would yield what precious little innocence remained. So the stalwart ram lay awake by his lamb, and the lion kept watch over his cub, whilst the gentleman drove out the terrors of night with the glee of the gentleman's club. Now God was a very deep sleeper, who would join us, no doubt, in good time, and a very vocal majority rallied in favor of letting their sleeping God lie. But the Lord fit right in with the gentleman, when their din, as it were, woke the dead. No one could not deny the resemblance, which naturally went to their heads. God really got into the spirit of things as they toasted the best of friends. That was just the beginning. The world started spinning, and all were enthralled to no end. They were neither the first nor the last of God's children to show love worth requiting. But, and for this one must hand it to them, the gentleman got it in writing. And the lion surrendered his gold crown, and the jungle was anyone's game. And all that it took to go down in the books was to stake an original claim. Someone played an organ, and others began sacrificing their finest apparel, until the most savage of beasts couldn't take one more round from the bottomless barrel. The bright morning after this brief night of rapture, no news is good news, said the gospel. Which does perhaps smack of a clerical error. With God, you know, anything's possible. The world's greatest debtor misplaced all his letters. His physician scribbled him a scripture. And the late great God, so fatally flawed, was effectively out of the picture. And the sea lion clapped and teetered and twirled, who once was the king of the sea. Likewise, man discovered the top of the world isn't all that it's cracked up to be. For the tale of mankind is of slaves to the grind, who sing of nothing but upheaval. And lo, after they overthrow, they proclaim revolution, the root of all evil. The beggar, the banker, the carousel cranker, the whore and the holy book binder. Now what line of work is as thankless as that of the rancorous, cantankerous old organ grinder? Once you hear that unforgettable sound, you shall live forever spellbound. Therefore, my dear, keep an ear to the ground for the spellbinding old organ grinder. Goodbye is a crime, and isn't it time? Who says the show must go on? And the last shall be first, and losers are weepers, and so on, and so on, and so on. I shall soon be gone, terribly sorry to've kept you so long. Can't you turn back time? Truly, time is the cruelest of keepers. Even death has been defied. The flaming sword eater, the troubled mind reader, the trapper and trainer to boot. Time is our tireless ringleader, always tormenting an old recruit. Everywhere you turn, there's a daredevil's act, soliciting you for a cent. I dare say these monkeys will get off our backs when they know we are thoroughly spent. Oh, when the trunk of our treasure is sunken, who is the keeper and finder? Noble and savage are falling down drunk on the wine of the old organ grinder.